Picking up the pieces, Bak Tong Chai. Bak Tong Chai District in the Khon Ratchasima Sima was the first area to feel the effects of the flooding that began in October. Because the area is not normally susceptible to such deluge, it was not well prepared to deal with damage the water brought with it. Now the waters have receded, and the damage has been assessed, and the community can start to rebuild. This year's flooding in Bak Tong Chai District is one of the most severe floods in history. Some of the elderly in the neighborhood said they have never seen such a devastating flood. Now our focus is on cleaning the flood-hit areas. Some business and homeowners are handling the cleaning themselves. Local administrators also provide assistance in some cases. The entire first floor needs to be fixed after the flooding. The hospital's walls, garden, medical equipment, and the areas outside the hospital need a major overhaul. The whole wastewater treatment system was badly damaged, but the repairs should be complete by November 15th. This photo printing machine was written off. We had actually built a 1.5-meter brick wall for flood protection. Unfortunately, the wall and all the sandbags collapsed, so the waters gushed into the house. We might need to buy a second-hand machine, which costs around 1 million baht. At 8 a.m., the water level increased so rapidly. At 1 a.m., the house went completely underwater. I couldn't really prepare, so I had to jump into the water. My house's foundation was very low. They said they will help to buy new cement poles, but I have no idea when they will be finished. After the harvest, I will need to increase the height of the soil to reduce water stagnation. I am thinking about starting a cassava plantation with an elevated ditch to increase water flow. For corn and cassava plantations, normally farmers will receive compensation of 900 baht per rye. I feel so hopeless. The best we can do is to encourage and support each other and our families, so that we are strong enough to fight and live on. Now we have to focus on rebuilding the things that have been ruined.